Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
What's happening, everyone? And welcome back to the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. So, this week, we've had a bit of a better week weather-wise. It's a little bit windy, but not a great deal's gone on. I think there is another storm on the way, but not too much to report on.
What's the storm called?
I don't know. Probably Storm Jeff or something.
There's Storm Jeffro.
It's probably, yeah. Storm Jeffrey Dahmer. Watch your partners. Watch out for the all the people on the... No, not Spectrum. Yeah, fuck you. We're off to us.
Yeah.
But yeah, all I've really seen much of on the old TikToks this week is that the UK farmers are ready to start their rebellion.
Right. This is follows the French farmers with theirs, because I saw in France they, I don't know what you'd call it, they all went down the Champs d'Elysees.
Yeah, the French have been having a real revolution.
And they're proper passionate now about it. And they dumped all like the cow manure in one of the Parliament's houses.
Outside a lot of the houses of Parliaments, they've been putting a...
their version of whatever it's called, you'd call it.
Their Parliaments. They've been stacking up the bales of hay. Bales of hay. Bales of hay. Hales of... Jesus Christ. Bales of hay. There was pumping manure, whether it was horse, cow, or pig, I don't know. I didn't get the details on it. But yeah, a lot of animal poop, literally spraying it over the buildings. There was quite a peaceful protest at one point where I think there was literally thousands of sheep released onto the... Paris Town Centre or something. Mm. So the camera just panned across and it was just sheep everywhere. The fact that there was no people in and amongst all of it, it's obviously well organised.
What are the farms after the UK ones? Did you say? Was you able to catch it? But
so it's all down to the politics because of how the Tories... Well, it stems from the Brexit. Just because of how much the Tories have ruined everything. Mm. The taxes, the price hikes on everything in general. Because there was the saga last year where they couldn't get the chicken feed. So that was why the price of eggs started to go up, because it was costing them more.
Do you remember when KFC couldn't supply chicken?
Yeah, because was that
a swap supplier or something?
Yeah, was it it was like 2 or 3 days or something?
I don't know, mate, but it's just...
I remember, it didn't affect me, because I'm not in KFC often these days.
It's too expensive, mate.
It definitely is these days. It kind of used to be a weekly thing, though, back in the day when I was living with our lad, Mr. Postman. Because he just has one all the time, doesn't he? Yeah. Every time he's back in the UK, it's like first point of call, KFC.
They are nice, though. It's just expensive.
It is now, yeah. But even the other versions, like the Dixie Chicken and all that, they're pretty much the same price. Yeah. And it's like, why should we go to you when you're almost the same price, when we know we can get the finger-licking good chicken?
See?
Yeah, no.
It would be good though to have like KFC in actual like Kentucky. You know, like where like the original one was. I know.
Well, you're making me think if they've not got one over there then.
No, so, they have got though. But what I'm saying is like.
Oh, you mean actually?
Yeah, like go in to the actual Kentucky one,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Have a KFC.
Because I think the one that the original one, the first one, still there. And like, yeah,
I'd imagine so. Yeah,
A bit different. I reckon it tastes a bit more different to the one you have, though, over here. Because they allow more chemicals, don't they?
Oh yeah, the Americans really do. Yeah.
I know we're going way off topic, boys. But
yeah, we'll get back to the farmers at some point.
What's that thing on YouTube where they do like UK portion, and then they do the US portions?
I don't know the name of the channel, but it literally is like UK versus USA.
Yeah.
And they did a breakdown of everything as well, don't they?
Obviously, the KFC is like just in America, which is always bigger. But in KFC in America, they do a pie as well.
Ooh,
oh, mate, honestly.
A chicken pie.
I think it's chicken pie.
Ooh.
I saw some geezer.
Their gravy's different to ours as well, though, isn't it?
Well, mate, I saw some geezer go over there on TikTok and he was trying like all the different foods. A pie. A KFC pie.
KFC pie. See, now. The British side of me, the English side, is making me think, you know, when you go to a football game, you get a meat and potato pie.
Mm.
So a chicken and mashed potato pie with a bit of the gravy in as well. Yeah. And then with a pot of the gravy on the side, that'd be banging, that would.
You know what?
A nice thick crust as well, like what you get with a pork pie. But it's a soft crust though. Not hard like some of the cheaper pork pies. Nice soft.
Yeah.
Like, almost squidgy crust. Oh, God. I'm going to have to do a bit of experimenting with my cooking over the weekend. I think.
I'm going to make sure it was.
And then you can have a layer of the crispy chicken on the top.
Yeah.
With the special seasoning.
Here we go.
Apologies for anyone listening if we're making you not be hungry with all this chicken talk here. We'll get back to the farmers at some point. I'm sure we'll be able to ruin your appetite talking about the poo again.
I think it's called a chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does look nice actually.
I'm gonna have to have a look.
$5.
$5.
But it looks absolutely fucking huge as well.
Say it again, $5.
It's like £4.
Automatically in my head, because I remember when we was younger, $5 would have been £2.50.
Yeah.
Because
the way the exchange rate was.
Yeah, and so instantly I've still got that exchange rate in my head. That like, oh yeah, it's $5, £2.50, but it's not, it's probably like £4.50 for us now with the way it is, because it's almost neck and neck, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the last subject, anyway.
And apparently in America, it's been going on for 30, this pie has been going on for 30 years, which it's a shame how they've never brought that over, but they brought the breakfast wrap back in McDonald's.
Yes, so I saw that the breakfast wrap is back. Because I did see the other week when they were saying new things coming back in February. But the main McDonald's breakfast thing that I want back is the bagels.
Oh.
Those bagels were immaculate.
You know, we have spoke about stuff like in regards the KFC Hot Rods box meal.
The Hot Rod box,
The Barbecue Rancher box meal. Oh, my God. But, mate, I'm getting... yeah,
I'm gonna That's why I'm
going to die as well. But yeah, all we need to bring back is like a Drifter chocolate bar. My fucking set.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's go back.
No, I'm not finished on the food. Man. The bagel breakfast. I mean, the eggs weren't the best on it because it literally was just folded omelette. But it made up with the melted American cheese on. And then the sausage. Because there's never enough bacon on the bacon or... like the bagel or the McMuffin or whatever. So if there was to put extra bacon on,
you know when you used to go to McDonald's for breakfast, with me, I could never decide. So I used to have two breakfasts. So I would have the bagel and a breakfast wrap or a breakfast wrap and a
So it would just depend.
Like meals though, so I get two drinks as well.
Yeah, so it depend on how hungry I was really. You know, more so I'd get a McDonald's breakfast after a bigger night of drinking. So,
it's just iconic.
On them occasions, you do get two breakfasts. But the last time I got one, I'd got a double sausage and egg McMuffin meal, a double bacon and egg McMuffin meal, and then the pancake and burger breakfast meal as well.
Hmm.
But the good thing is, as I'm back home, I eat the bits that I want out of it, and then when I know that I'm definitely full, the dog has the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I can have like half of the sausage and egg McMuffin, half of the bacon, and then it's all right because I know it's not getting wasted. But back in the day when they did have the bagels, I'd always have the sausage and egg bagel. And then if I was still a bit hungry, whether I'd either get an extra hash brown or I'd get the pancakes, because I'd just, with the pancake and the patty, I'll eat the one pancake on its own and then basically make another burger with the pancakes and the patty in the middle there.
One of our mates, and he showed me a good thing he used to do. He used to get, because obviously when you have a meal for McDonald's, I always get a side as well, but he used to get the free chicken select. I don't know if they still do them anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And he used to get like a double cheeseburger and put the free chicken select on the cheeseburger, the double cheeseburger.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me, I don't know. It's fucking nice. That is some calories in it, but you know, when you're not calorie counting, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, mate, we've really got to go off this because I've got fucking poached egg and beans.
Poached egg and beans. Well, speaking of egg, before we get back to the farmers, so with the Greg's breakfast, now it doesn't show it on the board. So you either have your sausage, your bacon, or your omelette, which is your egg bap, and then you can get a mixture of any of the two. But what I do, again, it's been a while since I've had a Greg's breakfast, I'll ask for the sausage, bacon, and an omelette on there. So you paid a little bit extra, but it just levels it up a little bit again.
Yeah, more filling.
If they had the cheese as well, I'd slap some of that on, but they don't have the American cheese, do they?
I mean, no. And also, when you go to Greg's, it's like, you can never go and buy one thing from Greg's.
No.
It's like,
you have to get a few things. So even the last I went was a couple of weeks ago, out with the wife shopping. So we went to Costa, grabbed the coffee, then went into the Greggs. I had the festive bake and a sausage, bean and cheese melt.
Festive bake, nice, yeah.
Yeah, there was. It was slightly on the overdone side, though, so the pastry was a bit too, not that it was burnt, but it was a bit too crispy. And obviously, being a man with a big beard, I have to think of a mess.
You have to think about these problems.
Yeah, well, cause I just find it a waste when more of it's going in my beard than it is in my mouth. So it's just annoying. But I still scram on that bad boy anyway.
No, I remember when that like sausage rolls used to be like 27 pence or something like that.
Oh, no.
And you could get like a pack of like five for like a quid.
Yeah. Well, I did see a video, probably was a couple of weeks ago now. But, so you know you can buy the four pack of sausage rolls that are on the side.
Yeah, how much are they now?
I don't know. Let's just say it's a pound. I don't think it is. But
I think it's a pound for one of it.
It probably is. So let's just say it's a tenner for four sausage rolls. So the geezer's there and he's like, can I just have them four that are on the hot tray? Can I have them four? And the woman was refusing. She goes, no, there's four sausages in the packets there. He's like, but I don't want them four. I want those four. And she was refusing to serve him.
But why would he want to? Because they're warmer.
Yeah. So okay. He just wanted four warm sausage rolls. But she wouldn't give him. She was like, no, there's four in the packet. And so he turns to the other lad that's behind the till. And he wanted to say, yeah, she's being a dickhead. But he couldn't. Because I'm assuming that she was higher up the chain of command than him. Because he only looked like he was 19 or something, to be fair. So probably his first job or something, he's like, I've got to keep quiet. Don't speak to me, please. Just get your sausage rolls and leave me alone.
But surely, like, if he wanted them warmed up, surely they could just take the bag. Like, because obviously with some hot food, they ask you, do you want it warmed up?
Yeah.
And surely they could have just put it in the oven and warmed it up for him, then put them all back in the bag.
They could have done.
They could have problem solved it for him.
Yeah. But with a lot of these videos, when people get the phones out and start recording,
everyone's
we don't know what's happened before.
Yeah,
he was probably a bit of a dickhead, and then he's like, "Well, hang on, nah, I'm not getting what I want here now. I'll start recording." So then she's just going to double down, then, isn't she?
Isn't that a strange way of thinking? Now, when anything happens, just keep on and straight away to record it.
Yeah, but with the way everything is, the cancel culture, and you know, you can get sued and whatever, I think you have to be a bit more savvy with that in trying to get yourself covered in case it did go to the courts or anything. But yeah, it's too much. I mean, there's that many CCTV cameras everywhere now. You're always going to be recorded anyway, aren't you? You know, pretty much everyone's got a Ring doorbell or whatever the other brand ones are, because Amazon started doing a cheaper version as well, didn't they? Bing or something, maybe. I don't know. Aldi's version. So, yeah, back to the farmers. So it's not just France that have been doing their farming protests as well. There was a load in Germany, Poland as well. So now I'm seeing a good chunk of them.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Posted on TikTok, saying what pages, what people to follow, places, email addresses, and whatever, or websites where you can go and voice your opinions and that to it as well. Not that I have, because I'm not a farmer. So it'd be a bit pointless of me getting involved in it. But,
Wonder what our Jeremy Clarkson's going to do with that then.
He'll probably record it and put it on Amazon Prime. You know, there's a way to make money for him, isn't there?
No, of course, yeah.
But it'll be interesting to see how much he actually, the farmers actually get done with this process, because I just feel like the British people are still too scared to do anything, really. You see these videos of when the French are doing it, and it's literally the motorways were shut off because there was, like, I don't know, say 100 tractors just blocking the whole of the motorway. But it's not going to happen now. You know, it's bad enough when the Just Stop Oil protesters were in the street for half an hour. So I can imagine it kicking off because the farmers have parked their tractors on the M6 on a Monday morning. You know, because I know I'd be pissed off. I'm trying to get to Sice and they're all in the way, and it's not my fault, but they're holding me up. Won't be as bad for me because I'm self-employed, but with other people that have got their office jobs and whatever, that's where it will affect people. But I will be a bit annoyed. Speaking of restrictions on the road as well, Jesus. I mean, so it's Friday today, as of this moment that we're recording, and you know, I finished work earlier. Was hoping to finish a bit earlier, but didn't happen. So set off. I'm out in the countryside, so the roads are a bit naff as they are. You know, up and down the hills and that as well. So got onto this one stretch of the road. Loads of cars in front, a lorry and this and that. So I'm just assuming there's a tractor. You know, there's farms around. It happens. For about 5 minutes, stop, start, because, you know, just crawling because of all the cars and that, thinking, Jesus, when's this tractor going to pull into a farm, whatever? Eventually got round this corner and I could see the front of this queue, a cyclist. I'm in the van on my own and I've started shouting. And, you know, it's probably a quarter of a mile away from me, so it's not like he'd be able to hear me if the window was down anyway, but cyclists on a country lane, you know, a lot of these country lanes, you can just about fit two cars next to each other. So this prick
has prime time on a Friday.
Yeah, a Friday. Well, has the audacity, to be honest, a country lane holding up traffic, cycling. No, do it on a Sunday morning with the rest of your dickhead mates. Oh, God, I was shouting so much. And I was hoping, because we got to the end of the country lane as a roundabout. And not that he should have been, but I was expecting him to go on this dual carriageway that I was about to merge on, because I wanted to get up to him. Not hit him. Well, I'd happily hit him with my fist, but I didn't want to hit him with the car, but with the van. But I just wanted to get close and just be with him, because I just wanted to let him know he'd ruined my day, or at least that.
Yeah,
20 minutes that I was behind
in that moment.
Yeah, because there's just no need for it.
Nah. Prime time.
Yeah, and again, say on a Friday, do it in the middle of the day, any other day, not at 2 o'clock on a Friday, man. There's no need.
Nah.
And so, because
it's down there.
Yeah, and it's a couple of miles up this road as well. So the only time we were speeding up was when he was going downhill. And it's a lot of uphill the way that we was going. So we wasn't speeding up often. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. Oh, God. I hope he falls in a ditch on his bike. But yeah.
Hope he gets a
puncture. That's a touchy subject. We won't talk about that. I didn't have a puncture anyway. there's just no need for it. You know, he's there with all his gear on and that as well. I bet he was one of them Nancy's with the camera on the top.
Yeah.
You know, just for when anyone does get a bit too close, and then he's posting it on YouTube and whatever.
You've been good.
Yeah. Oh, you're getting reported. Oh, fuck off. Get a life. Cracks me up, man. I had one the other day. So the park that I walked the dog through, it's not the pathway isn't designed for cyclists. There's literally like a barrier in the middle, where it's only like a foot wide at the bottom. So if you want to cycle along it, you have to go around like the U-bend sort of thing, which is designed for the parents with pushchairs to walk around. And so I'm walking the dog. Now, when I'm at the park, like, he's on the lead, but he's extended out, you know, so he's extended out like 3 meters, because he'll go sniff on the grass on this side and toddle around, go piss up against the bin and this and that. And I see this geezer cycling towards me, and he gets to this barrier bit, and he's practically having to get off his bike, wheel the bike through to get back on it again, to carry on heading towards me. And he has the cheek to give me a look as if to say, move the dog out of the way. And he's got his big head torch on, and he's got all the gear and that. I'm not...
gear.
But literally no idea as well. And it's just like, no, this isn't a cycle path. Don't look at me, because my dog is being a dog, you know. And if he's in your way, cycle on the grass. Cycle around us on the grass. But no. And it was early in the morning as well, so it was dark. So his head torch is on, shining at me. And I just said, mate, fuck off. And he sort of looked back at me. I was like, just fuck off. Because it was too early to have a stupid look like that. Because I wish he would have said something, like turn around and come back, like back at me or something. He would have got his bike, stamped all over it, buckled the wheels, took his helmet, fucked it off in the trees, and made him walk to work. Because I'm guessing that's what he was doing. Cyclists in general, I haven't got a problem with. You know, I used to roll my bike to get to...
It's the full gear.
It's just the way that they feel like they have to own the road. Yeah, and it is the entitlement. You know, all this fucking bullshit these days.
Don't even pay road tax.
Well, this is where it grinds me, because if they paid road tax, then yes, I understand a lot of them do have a car, and so they paid road tax on the car. But you should have to have a license for a pedal bike as well. Now, fair enough, you're not really going to be able to have tests and stuff. Well, you could have tests. But essentially, if there was a registration of sorts for a bicycle, so a non-motorized bike, or again, including the electric bikes and that as well, because a lot of them are lazy fuckers with the fucking electric bikes now. Oh, God. So a registration of some sorts, you know, like a little ID card, a license or something, that you have to have insurance and pay road tax. Because if a cyclist hits into me, I can't claim on my insurance because of them. Yeah. But they'd be able to claim on my insurance
right.
if I've hit them.
Yeah.
So it should be a two-way street.
Right. You, I think you would hate like the Netherlands for all the cyclists there.
Yeah.
Because it is, I mean, mate, it is mad when you're taking the kids to school and they've got like, I don't even know what you, like a trike, I'd say.
Mm.
And the kids sit in front, like in this little trike, little thing, and then they're just pedaling. Just man, there's more bikes than there is cars. It's just pandemonium.
I think.
And you get beeped and fuck it, you know, beep, beep. You know
yeah. I think if we grew up and it was it was already
yeah, like, already in place,
it'd be yeah. fine. But the fact that there's that much road work still going on to add in cycle lanes, and yet these people refuse to use the cycle lanes, also, it's just so annoying. Yeah.
Also, I think it's too dangerous. I have a nice bicycle now because you get some road, man. Just takes that one road, man, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
but...
And is he worth falling over a bike? That's what I'm saying.
If you've spent $3,000 on a yeah. bike, yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, you spend $3,000 on a bike, you're going to be scared taking out because...
Yeah, but these country lane part of...
Yeah, that like, side, yeah, yeah, yeah. That,
they're going to happily spend that kind of money yeah. on a bike. Otherwise...
But even like, say, like your man in the morning with his head torch on.
Yeah, I mean, he's an expensive bike, I don't think. Say it was dark, so I didn't really see. But
still, look, what I'm trying to say to him, you, from your point of view, you said told him to fuck off because he gave you a look. Yeah. Why would you even give someone a look where it's not worth it when you could end up damaging your bike?
I know just, what you're getting at.
It's like road rage in a sense, but with road rage, I get it a bit more because if someone hits you, you could possibly die. As where if he just braked for the dog, your dog, sorry, and just let you pass and carry on, it's nothing. But yeah. it's that escalation of.
He doesn't know how I'm going to react.
Yeah, yeah. And why risk that then when it's just something so is trivial or something?
Well, yeah.
As where I get the road rage because it is not so. It is annoying, more of annoying with your story earlier with the boys. But like, you know, when someone cuts you up, just think, fuck me. Just if I was like going a bit quicker, or if I was just doing this and he'd done it then, different story. But yeah, I just get with the boys, it is that entitled, man, that why for me, why I wouldn't have a nice bike is just that fear of something happening to it because of something so stupid of just because you've got it.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Look, because obviously I've always had vans. I feel the same way with that as well. I'd be annoyed if I had an expensive nice van or nice car and that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you end up having the accidents because I've never been a fan of the finance side of owning vehicles and stuff. I've always just bought the main roads. So not that I ever spend a lot of money on vehicles before anyone gets the idea thinking I'm minted and that.
No, but a van, I know, you just need a reliable van, don't you, when it comes to a van?
I ain't bothered about buying it and it's already got dents in and this and that, it's scratched up. I ain't bothered. And then if anyone bumps into me, then I don't care. I've had it. I don't know if I was in Warsaw or something years ago, but it was a weird junction anyway because it wasn't a roundabout, but it's one of them big, sort of, not a crossways, but a big traffic light system. And then there's loads of lanes going all over the place anyway. So as I've sort of followed the curve around to the left, the car in front of me just slammed on the brake, literally for no reason. There was no one crossing in front of them. There wasn't even a car that close in front of them. They've just slammed on the brakes. So I've hit onto mine, not to a complete stop, but then the car behind, they didn't react as quick as I did. So a little bit of a bump.
Yeah.
So jumped out, pulled it up on the curb, jumped out, hazard lights on. You know, you got to let people know that
you've had
been an actual bump. So jumped out, no damage to the van. Literally, the bumper's done its job. It's took a bump. Wasn't even that hard of a bump anyway, but yeah. Little bit of a dent on the front of his car. I don't know if he was Romanian or something, but he's jumped out. He broke in English. And he was all scared. He's like, sorry. I was like, mate, there's no damage to the van. Your car, you got that little... I think it was the license plate that cracked it or something. I was like, yeah, you know, that's what's happened to yours. Lord, you know, do you want to swap details? And he didn't want to. And I was fine. I could have reacted over the top and just started kicking off and had the details and whatever. But my vehicle was fine, so I weren't bothered.
Yeah.
And I think whether he had insurance or not, but I think he was glad that I didn't react in that way.
Yeah. You know, sorry, your story just reminded me. I was in the works van, which is like a flatbed van for anyone listening. And I was out with one of the lads and someone driving to the back of us and he hit the rear view light in the back, obviously just the casing. Obviously, it's only a couple of quid, 10 quid to get replaced. And we've stopped, put the hazard lights on, right in the city centre, so it was just fucking manic as well. And we got out, and he was a bit of an old boy. And maybe he felt a bit intimidated because obviously two of us come out.
Yeah.
And I was like, you just kicked the van. I was like, did I? And then like, you're like, yeah, because this is smashed on the floor now, by your car. And he's like, how much are going to cost, lads? And he starts like trying to whip out 60 or something like quid. And I was just like, mate, just give us your number. We're going to take it like to, not Euro car parts, but like the local version of that.
Yeah, whatever, no. Yeah.
And just like, we'll just call you and just send the money over. I think it was like 10 quid. I don't know if he sent the money. I don't even think we asked him for the money.
Yeah.
But just like, yeah, it was some stuff to just get panicky then, I know, when, especially when you're the one doing the damage.
Yeah. Well, because again, that reminds me of another time. I feel like it was either during the lockdown or just after. But essentially, I used the wife's car, went to Aldi, get myself some cheapo food. So I parked the car up. And
imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Because I'm always fussy with my parking anyway. I've got to be nice and straight in the bay and that. Make sure there's enough room for me to get out. And then as long as the person who's parked up next to me has parked all right, just make sure they've got enough room to get in and out and whatever. So the car's parked fine anyway. Done the quick little shop. Again, I know it was only a little shop because I didn't mind waiting. But essentially, I've come out. The car that had pulled in next to us was completely on the squiff. And then, as I've looked, it caught the front of the car as well. So there was a big enough scratch. And it was obvious because, like, she's got a black car. He had, it was a silver Passat, if I remember rightly. But anyway, silver car, silver paint on the car.
Yeah.
So I've waited for a good 5 minutes or so, and I'm looking in the car, because if it was the van, I know where paper and pen is and that to leave a note, but I couldn't find anything. I ended up finding it was like a cardboard packaging off of something that I just ended up ripping apart, and found this pen, wrote this note to say, you've hit the car, I've got you, because I took a picture of his license plate and that. So I wrote it to say, look, you've hit the car, I've got your license plate and that. This is my number, ring me, and we can sort it out. And then just as I was about to put it on, I've seen this old boy walking over with his trolley then. And I was like, your car, as he's getting towards me. He goes, yeah. I was like, mate, you've done this to the car. He's like, oh no, I ain't done that. So you have, you can see the way that you've drove in And plus, you can see the black paint, the way you've scratched it on the side of your car, and then the silver paint on this car. So you've done that. Oh. So he's panicking. I was like, mate, just give me your details. I said, it's the wife's car, so I haven't got her insurance details to give to you. So just give me your details, and then we'll get it sorted from there. He was visiting family, so he's Scottish, from Scotland, ironically, or not. He's visiting family from Scotland, and he just nipped into Aldi to do a little shop himself as well. So, he was all panicky, and I got back, and the wife weren't even bothered.
Yeah.
And then it was down to Muggins here to get the tea cut out and fucking...
Tea cut it all out?
Yeah. Look, got the worst of it off, Lord, but there's still a few scratches. I don't know why I bothered, to be fair, Lord, because that car's a mess. But fair play to her, Lord. She decides that she likes to give it a wash. She tries every week, but it doesn't always happen every week. I need to wash more than this weekend, actually. Because I know we mentioned it at the start of the episode, but yeah. The weather isn't the best. We haven't had a great deal of rain, really, but it's just like the little bit of rain that we do have when you're driving on a motorway, because the van's white, you know yourself, in a white car, it just gives that horrible, like, grey, muddy dust stuff on the side of it, don't it? So I ain't bothered about the van looking dirty, but it's the dirt on the headlights, which it's hard enough to see in the dark early mornings at the moment with everyone else's headlights being so bright. But yeah, I need to just clean them off. And then it's the windows, because even though you look at it, it looks clear, then because there's the grime on it, everyone else's headlights behind, just you can't see it properly. So I need to give it a little clean. I'm not going to spend loads of time doing it. I'll just give it a quick clean. Old sponge and bucket jobber, bit of washing up liquid.
Just go to like
no, I know what you can say. No, the car wash at the Asda by me.
No, I wasn't gonna say car wash. You know, when you just take it to like the BP and they've got like the self car wash things, you can just spray it.
Yeah. So they've got that at the Asda by me.
Right.
So the last time I went there, because it ended up being a little like a weekend treat to go to the car wash, which I know sounds sad. But bear with me on this one. So what we'd do is go to McDonald's, get a breakfast, and then go in the car wash, because it's the drive-through. You pop it in neutral, it pulls you through and that log. And so we'd have our little breakfast while going through the car wash. So went to do it in the van, the one of the days. And so I've got the roof rack on the top of mine. And the geezer's there, like, oh, no, you need to take that off. So take one off. He said, the roof rack. I went, what do you mean, take the roof rack off? And he was adamant that I needed to take it off. This thing is bolted and welded to the top of the van. And I'd been through it enough times before, you know, dozens of times before. And he was a new lad that started working there. Because the other geezer that I'd seen plenty of times before, he was like, just saying, sorry, it's not his shape. He'd let me through. And I'd literally got out of the van, and I'm holding the roof rack, rocking the van back and forth to prove it's not coming off. It's not going to fall off. You know, what's the point in having a roof rack if it's going to fall off? I was rocking the van that much. The missus spilled her hot chocolate, I think she had, over herself, and she had the lid on. So, yeah, I refuse to take it to that one now anyway. And then the one at the Esso petrol station, they don't always have it switched on anyway, so I'll just never bother. But I bought a jet wash for all that reason, to clean the van itself. So I suppose tomorrow when I get back from a little bit of morning graft, that'll be my job. It was a quick little spruce up, get it nice and shiny. But it'll be typical, because any time I do it, it starts raining. And you watch, I'll do that tomorrow and it start raining. But otherwise, we did it last weekend. We went in her car through the car wash, just as a quick little one. When you get the stuff out, it doesn't take long anyway, does it?
No.
But yeah, that'd be my weekend. That and drinking. Football, football's back. We had the FA Cup last weekend, and now it's back to the Premier League. So yeah. I'll watch a couple of games over the weekend as well.
I haven't watched a football game for ages.
In general, you're not missing much. But yeah, watch some of that the weekend. It's just non-stop. There's not enough time to do anything. God. But speaking of time, the time is getting on a little bit anyway, and we do need to keep this one a little bit shorter than usual. So we shall go on to a couple of emails. As always, for anyone that does want to send in an email, it is realtalkingpod@gmail.com, and the Twitter is at Ash and JD. You know, sliding those DMs, YouTubes, all the links are always in the description and that. Any questions, you need some advice, would you rathers, or just comment something stupid or whatever. You know, even
anything.
If you want
to, yeah, just anything.
Yeah, just email, whatever. We'll read out literally anything that you put. So, yeah, our first one here. He's from Steve again. Thanks, Steve, mate. Going a bit deep with this question here. Mm. So he's asking, if your partner cheated on you, do you think you would forgive and move on? Mine's just no.
No, I was gonna try to get more give a more content answer, but no, it'd just be. I don't think it's just. Maybe just too much, isn't it?
Yeah,
some people can.
Yeah, it's hard to try and know exactly what you'd do.
What's the line with you with cheating? Like a kiss? Because you get over a kiss.
I mean, it's all about the context, though, isn't it? Because if it just happened, down a night out. They're all drunk, and then there was a kiss. Probably, yeah, could get over it after a little while. But if it's constant, texting and it builds up to it, and then that happens, then no, right. I wouldn't be forgiving that.
Yeah.
Because it's, that's where the betrayal is then. You know, I'm not a cheater. I've had it happen to me in the past. But fortunately, it was never with anyone that it ever really affected me that much. So I don't think I was that really bothered. I probably was at the time, but I don't know. These days now, I don't think it really affected me.
Do you reckon Steve's going through something?
Yeah, Steve, if this is a...
if you need help.
Yeah, if you need a bit of advice, on a serious one, if it is anything that... Trying to be genuine.
You actually was as well. That's what I was laughing. What you were saying.
If it is something that you're going through, I mean, you need a shoulder to cry on, in a sense. Just a bro to talk to. Then feel free just to give us a bit more clarity or something.
We're here for you, mate.
Or are you the one that's doing the cheating? Mm. Is this why? Are you trying to see whether you'd be able to get away with it?
Right.
Let us know, Steve. Are you a dirty dog? I mean, if you was a puppy, curse, you'd be into it. so thanks for that, Steve. Then we do have a couple more emails. I'll tell you what, we'll do one more. And then we'll leave the rest for next week. So, back to Miles. They've not caught up yet, definitely not.
Because right.
We did ask the question last week of gender and age and whatever. They're asking about the Misfits boxing and if we could match up any two influencers for a fight, who would we choose? So I think the most obvious one would just be to get out of the way with Jake Paul and KSI. Mm. Just get it done because we can't be arsed. Misfits are over it, and I didn't watch any of that. I keep seeing, I don't know who they are, but just more of these random people it must be like in someone's gym or something, and there's just crowds of people right on the ring, and
yeah,
then they're just having like 1 minute rounds fighting each other. I know there was the one, again, I don't even know his name, but he was in that prison program that was on.
Before Christmas. I know. Yeah.
He's like, he's a white geezer, and he's got like the braided hair and that. But yeah, he knocked someone out that I saw the other day. So keep seeing Bevo there as well. Oh god.
Yeah. Go on, sorry.
But yeah, it was. No, I don't know. Don't know enough social influencers to say that, really.
I was gonna say I'm the same. Like, I don't really follow influencers or whatever you know, people like that. Yeah, like the side men and stuff like that. I don't. But I would like to see, maybe Speed. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, Speed.
Like the streamer.
Because I know I didn't see the any of the special, or, well, I don't know if it was on a special, but there was a spar between him and KSI recently.
I think
he knocked KSI down or something. I don't know. I just saw little bits.
No, didn't KSI knock him down?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that something along them lines happened.
But we spoke about this influence in boxing before. I don't like it.
No.
I think it's me and you can both play football, but we're not Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, because it can be done, doesn't mean it should be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, thanks for your email. That for me, that there's not, apart from, I don't really know a lot of people, mate. I've never really been a follower of YouTubers and.
No. I'd like to see. I mean, if we was to do it like out of musicians, then
that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Probably get I don't know, see like Ali Mers against Sam Smith. See how them two would get on in the ring.
That'd have to be a heavyweight bout, wouldn't it, then, with Sam Smith involved?
I know, yeah. Well, I don't know. Since it's heavyweight division, Rag and Bone Man against Sam Smith. But then what division would it be? I know, so we've just said heavyweight, but you know, it's not going to be a men's fight, is it? I don't know. Demi Lovato, is she? Claiming something?
I don't know. I think she went back to being a girl.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
So, yeah, it would have to be 2 days.
I hated when that was a thing.
Oh, no. But it still is a thing.
But it's just like, you don't really hear about it now because obviously you got wars and farmer strikes. And
there's more important things going on. We've all got our own shit going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, on that knob short, we shall leave that one at that one. So, yeah, don't forget, send in your emails. Thanks for the ones that we have got. On the next episode, we will get the other ones out. It's just we are on a bit of a time schedule today. And, yeah, we shall see you on the next one. Peace.